I'm Julie Harker on Brownfield. I'm talking with Thomas Titus, a farmer in Elkhart, Illinois. Thomas, you are one of the faces of farming. Tell me about that experience and why it's important for consumers to know about modern farming.
The Faces of Farming and Ranching program of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance was launched in 2013, and currently we're in our second class, and it's been a great experience for me. I mean, what this provides is an opportunity to speak to more consumer-facing events about what we're doing on our farms, and it puts a real face back to agriculture and shines a light on the heart and personalities and values that are behind today's food.
What are some of the things that you have been able to share about your operation?
We're a very diverse, multi-generational family farm, and we have a few beef cattle, we've got some goats, we've got some chickens, but I spend most of my day on our pig farm and working with our next generation, because really that's why we do what we do, and our kids are a very large, integral part of our farm and who we are, and so we spend a lot of time focusing upon the involvement of our children in our farm and displaying that, because we have three generations actively involved in our farm each and every day. And whenever the kids get off the bus, or like they are on summer break right now, the fourth generation's out there helping with us. And they might only be four, but they're a big piece. I mean, that's why we do what we do. And I mean, that's why it's important to share our story and talk about what we're doing on our farms, whether it's innovative things that we've implemented throughout the years, or I mean, basically just the mundane things that we do each and every day that we take for granted. I mean, they're very interesting to a consumer. And so for us to protect our farm's livelihood and be able to sustain it into the next generation, it's important to reach out to consumers and talk about what we're doing.
How does a person become one of the faces of farming and ranching? How does someone apply?
So USFRA is looking for those standout farmers and proud of what they do on their farms, and they're sustainable and technology driven. They're eager to share their stories of continuous improvement and have a social influence. I mean, they're active on the social media platforms today. And applicants can submit from June 6th, so if the application is open there a few weeks ago, through July 10th, so we still have some time, on fooddialogues.com. And applicants, they'll fill out a written portion and film a brief three-minute video. And I know that might sound a little bit intimidating, but whenever I applied myself, I propped up an iPad on a big, tall blue trash can, and just to play displayed three segments of our farm and talked about some of the great things that we do. I mean, it's a great program, and after the winners or finalists have been selected by USFRA in mid-August, finalists will be profiled on fooddialogues.com. And there will also be a general public vote once again in mid-October, where the overall winners will be announced in November at the National Association of Farm Broadcasters Convention in Kansas City.
Thanks, Thomas. Farmers and ranchers interested in applying can visit fooddialogues.com/faces/apply. I'm Julie Harker on Brownfield.